Blog Talk Radio.
So, you know, oh, two mission phones are turned off, CJ.
Yeah, that was back to you.
Okay.
So, Marcus, you'll see another folder in there called PowerPoint.
Okay.
So that's where I save the new one, it's the two columns.
Okay. They're going to add those images, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Just the Word document still in there.
Okay.
So I don't know if you need to convert it to a PDF or...
I'll figure it out, man.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay. Well, center yourself and then rest on here.
Hold on, let's see. Yeah. Am I center right now? Pretty much or no?
A little bit closer to me.
Close to you, okay.
Right, yeah.
Freedom on life. Freedom Law School life. Not about Payne Law, but Freedom Law School.
I'm going to change it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we're live. So we'll mute.
Yeah, go ahead and mute right here. They can see me.
Okay, what you want to see?
Huh? Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Eric, will you leave outside the door, please? That happened many times. The mics are very sensitive, man.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. About that.
No, it's not you. It's just everybody. I should talk to everybody about it.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's get started. I'm centered good.
You don't need
to federal mouth,
right?
I'm just gonna talk. So we got this close to me, very nice. Yeah, you're good, Geek. Yeah, give me room for this stuff a little bit more. I can do that. I don't knock your stuff, but your bookcase, I put the book back, you know what I'm saying? Don't let me mess up your cords, you know? That's good, that's good. Yeah, excellent, I'm good. Let's get started. Put me on live. Welcome, everybody, to a live recording of Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. So tonight I'll have the pleasure of bringing you one of the most fun, interesting things I like to talk about, not just exposing the IRS income tax hoax, but I'd like to share with you that this hoax is over 100 years old. They have deceived us for a very long time. And it took me time to find this stuff out because laws, like you see behind me, they're very cumbersome to find laws and look for what you're looking for. With internet now, our laws available on internet, it makes it incredibly easy. It's going to be a fun ride. Before I go on, though, I want to remind you all, folks, if you haven't got tickets to come to the Restore Freedom Rally coming up this Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, January 20th through 23rd in Orlando. Folks, you want to be there if you can. If you cannot be there, guess what, folks? You can watch it streaming. That's right. In person and live stream are both available. So if there's no way you can make it in person, which is the most fun way, live stream. Because fun, folks, you get to meet all the speakers. You'll be in the whole weekend with like-minded truth, health, freedom, and justice seekers like yourself. A week of celebration and fun. You're going to feel normal. Your relatives think you're crazy because you talk about all these things that they don't know about because they believe the lies of the corrupt mainstream media. You think you're nuts. Well, you get to be around people that know that not only you are not nuts, you are informed, you are educated, and you definitely came to the right place to meet like-minded people like that. So come, folks, to the event. And remember, the Monday event, Restore Freedom class, came from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., is free. That's right. This is a free class. We'll make this thing free, much more clear, by the way, guys. Okay, that's free class. Okay, if you don't make anything else, be sure to tune in to the Monday class on Restoring Freedom class because at Freedom Law School, folks, I got tired in my 20s to go and attend it and organized what I call were meet, eat, retreat meetings. We just talked about the problems, but no solutions. Well, solutions are offered for you at Freedom Law School that actually work for you now and for America as long as we work together and expand what we're doing. So with that, folks, I'm going to get things together and get with you guys. Bobby, have you guys seen our new website? Hope you guys like it. Okay. If you have not seen a new look, you know, here it is. Let me put it out here for you. See, that's our new website, folks. And the content keeps getting better and better, easier to use, and more useful, practical information to expose government corruption, criminality, and solutions for you and America to live free now. Yep, just like Mel Gibson, the movie Patriot is coming. That's what we're about, folks. That Mel Gibson character you saw, that guy is my hero. That he's my example. Okay, so if anybody's ready to go, all right, let's kind of get things ready. And it looks like we're good to go. Hello, my friends. I'm Payman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you how the income tax deception and hoax has been perpetuated and imposed on the American people for over 100 years. Yes. I'll take you back to 1913, the year that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution which the government claims allows income tax to exist, not only wasn't ratified, which is another issue, but they knew that the 60th Amendment had nothing to do with it all. They wrote the laws applying only to the District of Columbia and other United States lands and territories. I'll take you back to 1913 all the way to the 1954 Internal Revenue Code, which I hold in my hand a paper copy. You've seen it before in my presentations, folks. And I show you year by year how the law changed. This whole thing doesn't apply to you guys. Unless you are a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia or a federal worker. Now, in the previous presentations that I've done, folks, you've seen that from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, like the book I just showed you, okay, there's a Chapter 79 on definitions, and in this Chapter 79, here's a section 7,701 definitions that says A, when used in this title, again, that title is Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. So in the federal tax laws, they use specific definitions of many terms, like you see here as I'm scrolling down to 7701A9. And you see that it has defined the term United States in the geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state also shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. So it's clear that it's United States is only District of Columbia. Nothing is included. Just to refresh you guys a little bit, I'm going to write that, show you a U.S. Supreme Court, which I covered in my previous presentations. This is Stenberg versus Carhart. It is a year 2000 U.S. Supreme Court case that in the relevant language says that when a statute or law includes an explicit definition like the ones you've seen, and you will see more of them, we must follow that definition even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning, right? It is axiomatic, which means self-evident obvious, that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. So that means what? That means here you see definition of United States in the tax laws. It does not list the 50 states anywhere in there. So none of the 50 states are here included in the definition of United States. So the United States, they talk about that U.S. citizens must file and pay income tax. The U.S. individual 1040 tax form, that U.S. is a District of Columbia resident or citizen. Now, with that refresher, I'm going to take you back now over 100 years to 1913, folks. Follow me. It's going to be fun, okay? Here it is, folks. You see all these things? What I'm going to do is show you, for example, this is the 63rd Congress, 1913 on the top right on page 114. See, they say here it is, a highlighted part. Folks, follow the highlighted language. Okay, you can later on if you want. Go back and pause and read everything in more detail if you want to, but I'm going to go through them quickly because you can always rewind and look at things and read them for yourself if you want more slowly, okay? So here it is. It's an act to reduce tariff duties and to provide revenue for the government, see? Being enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled. That's how they start out these laws, folks, okay? Now you go down here, continue down on page 166. This is where the law is talks about taxing. You see, it says from all sources, every citizen of the United States, every person residing in the United States, a tax of 1% and a like tax upon the entire net income from all property owned and of every business, trade, or profession carried on in the United States, okay, by persons residing elsewhere. See, that's the term United States is key. Now, of course, the rate of taxes here is 1% through 6%, which is interesting enough. The 1% applied to people making $20,000 or more, which in today's money would be $2 million. Yet to make $2 million in today's money, 2023 money, and pay only 1%. That's how they snuck Ben Campbell's nose under the tent. With a little bit low rate of tax, raised it later on, right? And they did, right? Look, to pay the highest rate of 6%, you have to make $500,000 or more, which would be over $50 million, over $50 million a year you make, and you only would pay 6% of that, right? The highest tax rate. So the scam, we're going to expose it some more. So now you scroll down on these laws, of course. Here it is on page 177. They continue on, and you see here all the key part. Definition of the word state and the United States. Wow, that the word state or United States, when used in this section, shall be construed or interpreted or understood to include any territory, any United States territory, folks, right? Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands, when such construction is necessary to carry out its provisions. Notice, none of the 50 states are included even way back then. Even when back then, state of the United States that was taxed was only various federal lands, not any of the 48 states that included at the time, okay? Now let's go down to 1916, okay? On the top right, you see the date 1916. On the top left, page 756, okay? We go down, again, you see the same language being enacted, right, about taxing, okay, a 2% tax. Again, you see here they're used from all sources within the United States by every individual, a non-resident alien. See, they're here, the rate of tax, okay? However, we go to relevant page on definitions. Wow, look at that. Section 15. That the word state or United States, when used in this title, shall be construed to include any territory, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands. See, there you go, folks. Any territory of the United States, all federal lands. Yes, and Puerto Rico at the time was not an independent country, was part of a territory of the federal government. In 1919, again, here we go, another act, right, in 1919 they had, in this one, look at that. They have, again, the term United States has its own definition. In the geographical sense, only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii and the District of Columbia, of course, the word state had not changed. That's the same state that they had before, as you see previously, which was federal territories. Okay. Now notice that here, you know, they took out, for example, Puerto Rico. Okay. No, so the territories are included. That's right. They're included. All territories and Puerto Rico and Philippines are still included. Here we go, 1919. Here we go, jump to 1921. On the top right, page 227 of 1921 Act. Here it is. Has its own definition. You see the bottom of this page. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. Well, very consistent, right? So let's go again now to move forward to 1924. Folks, I'm going through all this to be complete. I want you to know that I didn't skip anything. You see it all through this year by year. So you see it all already, pretty clear, but wait. We go to Alaska and Hawaii, 1959-60. It gets really interesting there. So hang in there, okay? We're going to go through a little bit boring stuff maybe, but we're going to get to the good stuff coming up, okay? Here's 1924, federal tax law, okay? General definition, section 1, 2, A, 5. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. So here we go. Now let's move forward to 1926 laws. Again, you see the same pattern. Okay, in definitions, term United States, there we go again. Only states, territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and D.C. But remember, definition of states haven't changed. So the previous definitions still controls. The previous definition did not include any of the 50 states, right? So it still doesn't. So here we go now. 1928 law, okay? Here in definitions, when used in this act, here we go. Look at that. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii and the District of Columbia. So they put the word states in it deliberately so they can think it applies to 50 states. But remember, my definition has not changed. It's still the same because nobody changed it. Okay, so they decided to hide it. In the beginning, they clearly told you what state was. Now they're not telling you same as it was in the past. But you got to look up the old law to know that. That's how they got the scam going. Okay? But deception. So here we go now, 1932 law. And here we go. Let's go down to Revenue Act of 1932, income tax. And in definitions, here you go. Again, when using this act, Section 1111A, here we go, United States. Again, only, no, the states, which is same as before, not the 50 states, territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and D.C. So really things didn't change in doing these in 1930s. Again, you see 1934 when using this act, same thing. Definitions did not change. They made the law, but it did not change the definition, but every time they listed the definition. And 1936 law, here we go again, in definitions, again, you see the same definition there as well. In 1938 law, okay, here we go down again, you see in definitions, section, here we go, 901, okay, here we go again, there it is. You got the same definition in these revenue acts. They didn't change anything, okay. 1939, here's Internal Revenue Code, okay, what they did here. Under definitions, okay? Now here, it looks like a new thing. Here's what they did. They said the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. But the term states, look at that. Now they gave you a clear for the word state. Again, they reminded you that the word state shall be construed to include the territories, U.S. territories, of course, and the District of Columbia. See, you see how everything's consistent? It didn't lie. It didn't lie to you, folks. It was there. It was just hidden. Okay? All right. So now we go to the 1954 code. Okay? Here it is, section 7701. When used in this title, okay? Look at that. The term United States, when used in the geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii and the District of Columbia. The states, okay, shall be construed to include the territories and the District of Columbia. See, folks, the term state in the United States do not apply to the 50 states. At the time, Alaska and Hawaii were both only U.S. territories. They belong to the federal government. They were not a sovereign state like Texas, Florida, California. Okay? So here we go now. It gets interesting now. 1959. Okay? Here we go into a Roman code. Look at the highlighted part. Here's what they did. Look at that. G. In this section. Right? They say, Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to the definition of quote, quote, United States is amended by striking out the territories of Alaska and Hawaii and inserting in lieu thereof the territory of Hawaii. Yes, because Alaska was no longer a territory. You see? So Alaska used to be taxable, but not anymore. It's people who are taxed as U.S. citizens. No more. See, they specifically, clearly took it out. I mean, Alaska people are taxable or not? Clearly, they are not. Now, look at this. This gets even more fun. Folks, did you guys know that Hawaii became a state August 21st, 1959? Yep. This is from National Archives official. Remember the state August 21st, 1959. Because when they changed the tax law in 1960, you'll see that date. Look at that. I'm going to go down. They made another change here, okay? I. Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to definition of United States is amended by striking out the territory of Hawaii. So Hawaii now is no longer a U.S. territory subject to taxation. Section 7701A10 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to definition of state is amended by striking out the territory of Hawaii. Okay? Okay, but here's the kicker. Okay. It's contained in subsection A through J, what we just read. J, right? I and J of this section shall be effective as of August 21st, 1959. Whoa! August 21st, 1959. Why? Because that's the day that Hawaii no longer is a U.S. territory. See? Hawaii became a state in August 21st, 1959. And you see, this law was enacted in 1960. Yes, July 12, 1960. So they had to backdate the law that was passed in July 12, 1960 to the date that Hawaii became a state, which is August 21st, 1959. See, Hawaii people no longer have to pay income tax effective August 21st, 1959, because the territory of Hawaii is no longer is part of the definition of the word state or the word United States. Folks, is that an accident that on August 21st that law took effect? Well, of course not. That is on purpose. So that shows you right there, folks. This whole scam on the American people has been played for a long time in the making to deceive people into becoming slaves, serfs. One more time, paying tribute to the IRS, okay, and making you a slave for all the corruption and waste of the federal government, which is now turned away from its original purpose, are protecting you. Now they become, sadly, away from the noble design of the founding fathers, are protecting you. They're now hurting you and the American people, okay? So we want to do something about all that. Okay, so let me show you guys this now. About 16th Amendment. People ask, well, how about 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution? How does that relate? Well, here's a U.S. Supreme Court called Stanton versus Baltic Mining Company. Came out in 1916, right? So in this case, here's what the Supreme Court said. That by the previous ruling, it was settled. That's a case called Bruce-Shaver versus Union Pacific Railroad. That the provisions of the 16th Amendment conferred no newer power of taxation. See, the 16th Amendment is irrelevant. It gave Congress no new power of taxation. They didn't need it. The whole scam was written to apply only to federal government lands and territories And today is only, as you see in the law, the District of Columbia, United States, right? Use the geographical sense includes only the District of Columbia. So when you think you have to file that U.S. individual income tax form, the term U.S. does not mean 50 state citizen. Does not mean U.S. 50 states individual, but a District of Columbia citizen, which I'm sure vast numbers of you watching this are not. So folks, you now learn the truth. You sought the truth. You found the truth. The truth shall set you free. What you want to do now is take the rest of the seven steps you need to take to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery by going to our website, okay? Freedom Law School's website, freedomlawschool.org or livefreenow.org. You can restore freedom, folks, okay? And you never again voluntarily have to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp. And legally, you can safely be guaranteed to live free. Just go down to our website. Scroll down, folks. The seven steps. I just went over step one for you guys. But step two is to stop filing income tax forms. Step three is realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, folks. Those tax forms are dangerous. That's what gives the IRS the power is those tax forms. And IRS is really bluff. They're a creature of the media that gave you all the other lies. Corona hoax, January 6th insurrection hoax, Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, right? Step four, you can take courage from the fact that Freedom Law School and our students have beaten the IRS. Step five is to write to your lawmakers about the law. And step six, and join the Restore Freedom Plan. You can do number one through five on your own if you want. You're welcome to it. One through five is absolutely free on our website. If you want to join the Restore Freedom Plan, that's available for you. That way you can be completely guaranteed to be free of the IRS slavery corruption. And step seven, you can spread the word, tell others, then get paid very good money for exposing the criminals and freeing America, folks. See, here it is, the steps now, in a little bit more detail. You just got going into step one topics, okay? After step one, here it is. Step two, by the way, these cartridges on the left really tell you the truth, okay? Okay, step through. Three, you see it right here. Step four. Step five. Step six. And step seven, folks. Congratulations. You got where you want to be. You want to be free, and now the tools are there at your disposal. Take it, folks. It's my gift to you. I would love for every single one of you to live free. Just dream as a child, as a six-year-old kid. I'm 60 years old now. To live in a live and let live world and love and let love world. This earth is yours. God created you free. You're not a slave. It's up to you to use this knowledge now and free yourself. Really, it's not me freeing you. It's you freeing yourself. I just provide the tools. I'm just a messenger giving you all this. I'm just maybe organizer on top of that. But really, the key is with you and your mindset and your decision to continue on your path to freedom. So with that, I'm going to give you my love and thank you for taking your precious time to listen to this liberating information, check it out further, and tell others about Freedom Law School, freedomlawschool.org, and help them, family members, first, friends, two, and co-workers and others, you know, help them discover the truth so we can all live happily, free, as free people in peace and prosperity, in a live and let live, And love and let love world and have America be a wonderful, great country once it was. It was destined to be again. Okay. So I'm going to go to your questions now. And then afterwards, I'm going to do the abbreviated version of this video, short one, so that people don't have to listen to it all necessarily if they don't have the time. How long was that, by the way, the presentation about? Maybe half hour, looks like. Okay, not too bad. All right. Let's see. We have callers with questions. Okay. All right. Let me get that piece of paper, guys. Okay. All right. We have a call right now. Call from area code 586. Got his hand up, by the way. If you have questions, folks, the caller number is on the screen. Area code 657-383-1755. Then once you get there, folks, you want to push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know. Have a question. Now we'll take your question one person at a time. However, I'd like to know how you heard about us first, okay? And then your first name only to maintain your privacy, and then your question, please. So I have a call from area code 586, and then call from area code 310. So call from area code 586, what's your first name, how you heard about us? And then your question, please. And then we have 470 and 336 callers, callers also area code. We get to all of you. So folks, be patient. 586 area code, my friend. What is your first name and how you heard about us? And your question, please.
My name's Lisa. And I'm having trouble remembering how I heard of you, even though it was only last week because I listened to so many podcasts.
No problem. Keep talking. Well, let me get something one more, please. Okay.
It may have been someone else that's doing the
okay. Hold on. So you don't know exactly how you heard about us. That's okay. How long ago was it that you heard about us, by the way, roughly?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How long ago did you hear about us?
Oh, only last week.
Oh, just a week ago. Very good. All right. And how may I help you?
I work for a publicly traded company, so, you know, by all definitions, we live in Michigan and work in Michigan. So I wouldn't owe tax, but my husband, unfortunately, is one of the one percenters, but he worked for the military, he retired from the military, so he has a military pension, and he now works as a civilian for the U.S. Army. So
okay.
I'm trying to figure out how I handle him.
Well, very easy. He has to file income tax on all that federal income, and you don't. He has other income. He has to pay income tax on that. He does some business on the side, for example, or investments. He doesn't pay income tax on that at all. He has to file the 1040 NR form because he's a non-resident alien with respect to D.C.
Right. Okay. And he would have to do marriage filing separately if he does the non-resident form, right?
I'm not sure about that, I think so. But I have to do that only maybe for a couple guys. And they both had the same situation. I don't remember honestly on that form.
Okay.
What it was, what we did. But he does have to fill that out and pay income tax only on the federal incomes that you just described.
Okay. And if I were going to start the process of not having tax taken out of my paycheck, which I, you know, obviously didn't do for all of last year, I guess I'm kind of wondering, I paid a lot of money in for 2022. So I'm kind of confused on that part because I'm only getting started on it. I would just not file 22 for myself, but file for him. And then the thousands that I paid in, do I have a way of getting that back?
It's gone.
Okay.
It's gone. I mean, you could try to file a return to get it back, but most likely it will not work. Mostly it'll backfire on you possibly. I mean, people have done that, try to get it back, and sometimes it has worked. I've seen it work, but I've seen it not work also. So
okay.
I just generally recommend let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
Stop the stealing of your paycheck from here on forward.
Mm-hmm.
And from here, no more filing 1040 income tax confession forms.
Yep. Okay. All right. Thank you for everything. What you showed today was really interesting, I thought.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay. And let's go. I'm going to go from try to get the West Coast calls later. Okay. Try to get the guys in the earlier time zones first. Let's go to the call from area code 470, area code. All right, my friend, what is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
My name's Bonnie, and I mm-hmm. live in the nation of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, I have a couple of questions. My first one, since I chose to reclaim my Georgia status and opt
mm-hmm.
out of being a Columbia U.S. citizen,
mm-hmm.
should I immediately file a W-4 form claiming my exemption with my employer?
Well, you want to do a combination of things because you shouldn't have to fill out the form at all because that W-4 form is for, you know, people that are in a federally connected, basically. You're not one of those people. But I know that, sadly, just about almost all the employers out there require you to fill out the form to allow them to withhold from your paycheck. You see, they cannot take your money without you filling out a W-4 form. So employers have been duped and coerced by the IRS and the media and the accountants, CPAs, to require you to fill out a W-4 form before they hire you. So you can fill out the form under duress. It's on our website, how you can do it by yourself, okay? And if you want to do that. And then at the same time, you should send the petition to congressmen about this whole scam saying, yeah, you shouldn't have to fill it out at all. And then later on, get back to your employer saying, hey, look, you know, I should not have to be forced to fill out this form at all in the first place. But yes, W-4 exempt form properly done on our website is key because it has all the language necessary to protect you. And it gets down the road, these crooks in D.C. when I turn around and make you look bad, you did everything right to begin with. Okay?
May I have a second question?
Sure.
If I choose to join the Freedom Organization, will I be protected by if the IRS comes after me for claiming the exemption from paying the federal income taxes?
Yes. Once you join the Restore Freedom Plan and you maintain your membership, you're guaranteed for your life as long as you remain a member. You will not go to prison, number one. Because you have a record that's clear. You relied on the law as published government's own official legal websites. There's a record of that by a petition to Congress. And we'll fight for you to win. But even in a rare case, if we get a crooked judge and the case gets lost and they end up taking some money from you, Freedom Law School will reimburse you that money also. So you're completely risk-free.
Oh, that's incredible. my third question, gotten a letter from Conserve, a debt collections agency that's a private entity the IRS has, and
mm-hmm.
for my taxes on 2017,
mm-hmm.
I did not file, but for all my life, I have been paying taxes to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do?
Ignore them.
Okay.
What I would do, IRS is a failed agency. In fact, I tell you, you guys are going to love this stuff. I mean, I like to talk about IRS being a terrible failed agency on my website, okay? Let's go to livefreedom.org or freedomlawschool.org. And the step three IRS is mostly bluff, okay? Let's see. Let's get that in there. You can choose a step three when we get in there. And here we go. Let's see where we go. Here, look at this chart. This shows the IRS forced collection levies, okay? We used to be in 2011 over 3.7 million times they took your bank account paycheck by force. By 2021, they were down by over 90%. Over 90%. And they're giving these collection cases to private collection agencies who are toothless. They cannot go empty your bank account or take your paycheck. And they can only beg you to give them money. So, now why? Give them money. That was you. Right. They deceived you. But if you want to pay it, that's your choice.
Oh, no, I don't want to pay. I already paid them $20,000 this year. I think that's enough of a tax. What if they send a notice of deficiency to me? Just ignore that too?
No. That's where Freedom Also comes in. You see, because Freedom Also guarantees you won't have to pay this government gangsters any more money. So Freedom Also doesn't want to just pay out money willy-nilly. If they come after you, you must give these letters to Freedom Also on a timely basis so that those that should be responded to, the proper email will be sent to you, the response, and you have to print, sign, and mail out the reply that we prepared for you to the place we tell you on a timely basis, and you continue that process so that we can beat these guys. So it doesn't matter if it's a notice of deficiency or any other letter. Freedom Also will review it, and response will be sent to you that way to send out so we can beat these guys, so we can use your funds not just to keep you free and safe, but also to restore freedom, fund freedom lawsuits, bring election integrity, okay? Fight all the crookedness they're doing because we need money for the lawsuits, folks, that cost money. Support news platforms that tell you the truth, right? As opposed to the corrupt mainstream media. And also fund the election of honest people, good Americans running for office, like former Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, who ran for president. You guys remember that? Back in 2008 and 12, we need people like him, okay? But we need to have funding to get those guys, get their name out there to the American public. So you're participating in that plan, restoring, and that's where we want most of our funds, the students like you, we contribute. We want to go out to all these different sources to get our restore our freedom, okay?
Well, I think. Yes, thank you very much for your time and very good demonstration.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling, Bonnie. Let's go to the call from Erica 336, and then we have a call from Erica 310 next. Okay, and the call number is on the screen, folks. If you want to call, you have questions, the number is on the screen, 657-383-1755, and push 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll know you have a question. We'll take your question in turn. So call from Miracle 336. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from Miracle 336. Okay. Not there right now? Javier. There you go. Your name is Javier?
My name is Richard.
Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Richard?
I heard about you guys through my preacher back in 2018. And my question.
Great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My question is that I stopped filing income tax back in 2017 and have not filed income tax since then, and I've had no notifications from the IRS at all of not paying the taxes. But this year, I did receive two notices from the North Carolina Department of Revenue, where they sent me a notice to file return for 2017 and 2018. And my plan is to not file that. And North Carolina, based on your website, is one of those states that's tied into the 1040 forms, which I don't have to fill out. So one of the things that they said in their instructions was that if I believe that I'm not required to file a return, then I needed to give them a response and supply documentation, substantiation. Is that something that I should just ignore, or should I send something into them?
Yes, you should challenge them. If you don't challenge them, the tax becomes final, and they can eventually, sooner or later, come after your paycheck, bank accounts, and your other assets. You need to challenge them timely. So that letter, the heading for it, what does it say? You could get it to me, and I can review it for you for free on the next Freedom Hour, or we can do a paid consultation. But you have the letter in front of you right now. You can tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's from the North Carolina Department of Revenue, and it's just called a Notice to File Return.
Okay, that one is not a big deal. A Notice to File Return is just a request, a suggestion for you to do something. But I expect very soon they will probably send you an official amount that they claim you owe, and you have to challenge that on time. I think North Carolina gave you 30, 45, or 60 days to challenge their proposal. You must do that on time. Otherwise, you owe them the amount, and the only way to challenge it is to pay them and sue for a refund. So be prepared. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, I had that. They had said that I had to respond within 30 days, and I had it extended twice. And basically, they're saying that I would just need to fill out the North Carolina tax forms, which I didn't do back in 2017 and 18. But they also said that I would need to fill out the federal 1040 form, which I didn't do back in 2017. So if I don't fill out forms, then they don't know how much I owe them, other than what they got from the 1099-R forms that were.
Well, you don't owe them anything. So, you owe them nothing, because North Carolina follows the federal, and you have no federal filing requirements. Your federal form would be a big zero. You take that zero from the federal form, put it on the state form, you get zero on the state income tax, and you don't have to even fill it out.
Exactly. Okay. So in terms of their saying that if I believe I'm not required, then this is just a request at this point, and I should just ignore that. And then if they follow that up with another type of form, then I need to respond to that one. Is that correct?
Right. Right. You could respond to them now, but you don't have to. You could. They may leave you alone and just less work for you. But if you join Restore Freedom Plan, now this is a pre-existing extra charge, but we could respond for you, because, you know, that's why you want to join as soon as possible before these things come up, because now this would be a pre-existing extra charge to battle this for you. Had you joined beforehand, this would have been all completely covered for you at no extra charge. So that's why you may want to consider joining the Restore Freedom Plan, like the last caller Bonnie's interested in, so that you don't have to worry about these things or what to say. You don't know what to even say to them, how to properly say it and challenge them. And that's one of the benefits if you consider joining the Restore Freedom Plan. You don't have to worry about anything. It'll all be taken care of for you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
All right. I just wanted to thank you for all of the work that you've done over the past decade to provide this type of information. I obviously did not know about this hoax that I did know about the 1913 Jekyll Island situation, but that was not until 2018. So I just appreciate all of the hard work. And I did use the information to file petitions to my congressman from your website. I just did that within the last month or two. So, but I just wanted to thank you for all of that.
Welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure, Richard. Thank you for calling, my friend. And, you know, you're not that far from North Carolina to make it to the Restore Freedom Rally, but if you cannot make it to the Restore Freedom Rally, watch it online, my friend. Okay, we have one more person with a question right now. That is a call from Miracle 310 in West Los Angeles, which I used to live back there in the late 70s in Brentwood. So what's your first name, my friend? How did you hear about us? And then your question, please.
Yes, my name is Lewis, and I first...
Lewis, you're one of our students. Hey, for many years. Okay.
We go a long ways back, don't we? Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I first heard about... Yeah, for the others, I first heard about you through a mutual friend of ours, Ogenus, who got us on the same type of nutrition plan. Yeah, and this was before you even became the Freedom Law School in 1996. So, yeah, a long ways back. Anyway, and I've been a non-filer for about 30 years now. My question is pretty much a no-brainer because I'm not having any issues with the IRS. I invest my money in precious metals, you know, gold and silver and all those. So my first question, I also have a credit union account where I earn interest off of CDs. And well, as a non-filer, and especially after watching Step 3 and how they're less and less concerned about non-filers, they're requesting more and demanding less. Anyway, my question is, knowing how free that non-filers are these days, what I'd like to know, am I free to invest in more CDs from my credit union and, you know, and earn more interest to keep me going? Is there any...
Put your money whatever you want. Do whatever you want, man, Lewis. You know, you're free to do... To be free, you're a free man now. Enjoy your life.
Yes. Okay. Whatever I want. I love those words. I plan to do more precious metals and more interest earning. That's my strategy. Diversify. Let's see. My other. Okay. Well, that answers that. Now, my other question is that with the recession and all, I've been told that. The numismatic gold that I own, you know, there are numismatic coins and bullion coins. I'm sure most everybody here knows. Yeah, and I'm told that there's less demand for a numismatic coin, so I'm thinking of trading them in for the bullion, which is more likely to go up in value. Do you have any take on that?
Well, what they don't know, Lewis, is that I was a financial planner in my early 20s for 7 years. So I was a finance major at the University of California, got my degree in business. So I know a lot about money and investments and gold and real estate and so forth. I think it's getting by gold and silver is fine. And I tend to like regular bullion gold coins, which means gold without a collector value because it's more easily liquid. One with a collective eye, numismatic, it's harder to cash. You know, there's less demand for it, less liquidity for it. But I think it's a great idea. I would get more bullion coin of gold if I was you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the confirmation. Yeah, well, I know a good coin dealer says, sure, come on in, we'll exchange them. All right, then. Those are my questions. So I thank you very much for all the support you've been giving me all these years. And I encourage the other listeners to join in.
Thank you for your participation and support of Freedom Law School and our plan to restore freedom in America all these years, Lewis. So
all right.
Thank you. Goodbye to you, my friend. And let's see if you have any more callers, folks. If you have a question, now's the time to pick up. There's no wait. The call number is area code 657-383-1755. And then push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question. We'll call on you next. To remind you folks, the Restore Freedom Rally, folks, coming up, okay? If you cannot be there in person, it's only $59 for a live stream, okay? And it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. But the Monday live stream is for free. That's right. The Restore Freedom class Monday is free whether you attend in person or, okay, you watch it online. It's all free. So with that, I see no other callers, folks. I got a lot of preparation still to do for this weekend for the Restore Freedom Rally. I want to thank every one of you so give me some of your valuable time to educate and empower yourself to the free. And hopefully get to meet all of you one day in person, especially at one of our events. And together we can have America be a free country once again where it was intended to be by the founding fathers of America. Thank you for watching. Okay. Let's do a short version. We could have forgot about the clock, by the way. I'm outside.
I turned it off.
I have to tell you about the clock. Yeah, I'm on the screen now, but yeah, remember that. So we got the clock, the remote, the air, this. We got to do all. So let me go take a leak, and I'll be right back. So this time what I did, of course, I did a read some of the stuff. I just quickly set up, you know. That's not less than short of the time.
Right.
This is going to be a new one, you know? Hello, Dee. Glory H. Dinner, you all good then, right?
Yeah, I've been burning the midair up.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Wrapping up these little things here and there.
I'm going to bask them outside. Ooh, the temperature is down to 72 degrees. Warm up just a little bit.
What's that saying, Marcus? No rest for the wicked.
No rest for the wicked. So you're wicked.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a night owl in college all the time.
I'm not a night owl.
You're not?
I'm a morning person. Yeah. That's why you know, I get up in the morning and I'm like, okay, I'm going to work.
Is that because you drink coffee?
I would drink what?
A lot of coffee in the morning?
No, it's a cup. I like it. It's very soothing. I don't drink coffee every day.
Okay.
I have these last couple of weeks because I've gone up fast. So,
but
I don't because many years ago in Michigan, they used to drink coffee left and right. So I came home and I didn't drink coffee in my house that much. So with my mom and dad and Sonia, I felt like, you know, like a drunk, still for hangover. You don't have your beer. Listen to that effect. I thought, oh, right, that's why I don't.
Okay.
And then,
Marcus, I found this out there. Thing.
Yeah.
Your bike is black.
Well, you thought it was mine, so you put on the back.
No,
right?
I put on the X because I thought,
yeah,
well,
I thought it was like, what
is that? It didn't belong to your car at all. But I thought, well, if it does, yeah, it'd be happy to know that I found it.
Well, you know, little kids, they can leave those things all over the park.
Yeah, that's what it is. This is fun.
All right, then. All good, then. It's not good.
So, you know, like, your stuff is a lot better.
If you sure version of it. Okay. Oh. I want to say, Marcus.
Sure, yeah. We'll get there.
We have a call from Erica 941 right now. Yeah, we have a question. Like, wait a minute. Are we still on the air? Look, I really was still on. Yeah. Call from Erica 651. Are you there? 631. Now, did we get that guy? No, 631. Are you there? Hold on. Here we go. Let's try again. Here we go. Yeah. Hold on. Call from Erica 61. Are you there? I'm Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
C1, are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Well, I noticed that you raised your hand. We did not, good thing for you, we did not disconnect the Blog Talk or the live recording we did. So I can answer your question, my friend. How can I help you? You have a question?
Taimon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very good.
Okay, good. I thought I was watching the podcast on Rumble, and then it was over, and I just thought, I guess I don't get to ask my question, but then I heard you talking, and I figured I'd hang on the line. Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. What is your first name?
My name's Andrew.
How did you hear about Freedom Moscow?
I don't know. You know, I'm into freedom, justice, and liberty, and the times we're living in are crazy. So somehow in my research, I found out about you all, and I found your website, and I wrote a couple emails and had a little back and forth with some of your crew, and I've watched a lot of your videos and read your website, and I'm trying to understand and learn and do the best I can. I'm just a simple type person and a poor person, but I believe in freedom, and I believe the message you have is truth and justice, and you're a real patriot. So I'm just trying to come along with you and support you and tell others about you and learn from myself what I can do to free myself from the slavery. So it's kind of a new journey for me. But I've been following your steps, and I did apply for the scholarship, but I hadn't heard back from anyone. Like I said,
When was that you applied? When did you apply, by the way? When did you apply for a scholarship about?
A couple. But, yeah. A
couple of what? You got cut out. Couple of what?
A couple of months ago, I would say.
I'm sorry that we didn't get back with you right away. I apologize. We should have got back with you. But let me suggest this. Our new program has changed. We get not just a seven-year guarantee, but a lifetime guarantee when you become a member. And the pricing is variable. So
yeah. There
are people that make a lot more who have a potentially IRS may come after for more money. We'll pay more than those like you who make less, and IRS will come
right.
out to you potentially for less. So go on our website and apply for the new program there. And if you have any questions,
okay.
call us. We'll help you use that online.
Okay. Yeah, I like your new website. It's nice.
Thank you. All right. So
but,
what's on your mind right now, Andrew?
Well, I wrote down a couple questions over the last couple of weeks. One of the things I've been dealing with is I'm recently getting established. I've been kind of off the grid, out of the loop, out of society for a number of years, and I've been integrating back for personal reasons, but back being at home with my family. And so, you know, I've been up living in communal living and farming and stuff like that. So now I'm back in the mainstream society, and so, of course, you know, I'm looking for work, and I'm getting some jobs, and like you said, they all want you to fill out a W-2. But I'm not that savvy and confident, so I've printed out the things that you've given me, and a couple of the employers over the last few months have just taken them with no question. Another one said, we can't take this. So basically, over the last 6 months, I've had three jobs, two of which I've given them the, you know, your the W-2 form with the exempt and the Gould versus Gould case and all that, and it's just gone through. Another one said, we can't take this, so I just, you know, I needed the job, so I just filed as a single person, and they took out the taxes. So now I have, like, a few different W-2 forms submitted in the last few months that are saying different things. So I don't know if that's a problem, but I don't know if the W-2 forms don't even mean anything if I never submit, what is it, a 1040? You understand what I'm saying? I'm very, not very knowledgeable in all this realm, but I just wonder if I'll be okay having these different W-2 forms. Some are exempt, some are not.
Yes, you'll be fine. But you, when you join, we'll help you with these employers who are giving you a hard time, because you found the law as published on government's own official legal websites, and there's no reason
right.
for not to accept it. We'll help you with that stuff, Michael. No problem.
Yeah, and I just, you know, like, I don't have much confidence. You know, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, and on my own, just try and do what you're saying. But anyway, I don't know if the main thing is if the W-2s are kind of insignificant if you never even fill out a 1040. Is that true? Because I don't plan on filling out a 1040, and you say that's, you know, that's a trap. It's a concession trap. So am I
yes.
okay if I just don't? Yeah.
Yes, you're okay. Of course you're okay. Now, of course you're okay. We just want to help you not to have them steal your money. That's all.
Yeah. Right. And in one of your videos, you mentioned a 1040-NR.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that, is that for non-resident alien, or is that something
that's
I would,
a federal worker? Federal,
yeah.
That's not for you. If you're not a federal worker, like military, pensioner, retiree, or work for the federal government, that's not for you.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. So, yeah. Anyway, I was just wondering. The other question I was wondering about is when I, my last job,
mm-hmm.
it's just a simple laborer's job, and the man was, I just happened to be there when the man was calling in the payroll and putting me on the payroll, and he was telling, you know, the company that does his paychecks how I was filing, and he was surprised. He said, in all my 25 years hiring workers, I've never seen someone file for exempt. And I just kept silent. He called it in, and he was given the information over the phone, and he filed exempt, and they didn't say anything back, and they just said single or married. That's what the woman on the phone asked him to ask me, and I said single. And then they said, is it just for federal, state, or Social Security and Medicaid? Now, I wasn't sure what to say, so I just said, oh, just exempt for federal and state. Because I wasn't sure if I could claim exempt for the Social Security and the Medicaid too.
You could have, because they don't apply to you either.
Right. And then the day after, I went and watched your video about Social Security, and I said, I should have just said yes, mm-hmm. exempt for them all. But mm-hmm. I really, like, I don't know what I'm hardly doing. But
mm-hmm.
is that
mm-hmm.
something I could go back to him and can I change that and just say, hey, I want to refile, or, you know, should I call the payroll people and just say I want to be exempt on the Medicaid and Social Security too, or is that?
Yes, but you need our help to do that, you know, but we want to help you with that, of course.
Yeah.
I'll suggest that you get involved with us, become a Restore Freedom Plan member. So you can get our help to help you with this stuff, do it right.
Yeah, but I just figured I'm not going to qualify. Like I said, I'm starting from scratch, and I can't afford the tuition for the Freedom Plan as much as I'd like to. I think I even wrote an email. I said, is there anything else I can do to volunteer, to help in any way, to support? Because I believe in what you're doing, but I just do not have the funds right now. to be able to put into really hardly anything except trying to make ends meet and survive. So I'm trying to do it on my own, and I appreciate your counsel that I could call you, and you put out the videos and stuff all the time and energy, you know, that you put into it to help people who can't afford, you know, to have lawyers and, you know, pay the tuition.
Where do you live?
For that wonderful...
Where do you live, my friend?
I live on Long Island. I just recently moved back here.
Why? Are you still living in a communist state? A freedom lover like you, living in a communist state. You are a freedom lover. Why are you still staying in that communist state of New York? Why don't you come to Florida, the free state?
You know, I'd love to, but like I said, the only reason I moved back here is because my elderly parents are here, and I'm here because they, you know, I need to be here for them.
Can you bring him with you? Can you bring him with you? It's warm weather. It's good for old people, you know?
I know, but they're just, it's not the place, or they're just not ready to uproot at this point in life, you know? And I don't know what the next couple of years will hold if they're around that long, but I'm just, you know, I'm just here now. So I would love to
be
somewhere out of this crazy state.
Gotcha. I remember. So what was the question? I'm sorry. I missed your question. What was your question again?
Oh, I think I asked all my random questions. Just if I should change, though, how I submitted that last W-4 form, if I should, you know, I told them I just was exempt for the federal and state taxes. That's okay, right, to say that?
You say it, but they may not buy it. You need some support in writing and maybe orally, so because you said it enough. Well, they're not going to believe you probably. That's all. It's just not just as simple as just telling them, you know, because he can't believe me. Well, how can you not be, how can you be exempt? Everybody got a farm picking tax. You know different. That's what they're thinking. That's why.
Right. Huh. Yes, I don't know what else to do except to offer them the, you know, the paperwork that I downloaded from your site. Far from that, you know, I think it's foreign to a lot of people, and I don't know. I don't have the wherewithal to, you know, get into some legal battles, and you know. But at the same time, I don't want to just bow down and compromise, and you know, become a slave to something that's not right, like everyone else. So, but anyway, I don't know what to do.
Well, you may want to do a private one-on-one consultation in which I can answer your questions in more detail, my friend. Let's do that, okay? Because you got a lot of questions, looks like, in the back of your mind. I got to get this recording going, a short video, and get going. I got to get some sleep tonight. I didn't get much last night, my friend. But don't despair. We're here to help you, okay? Call our office and talk to our people. They'll help you. They'll talk to you for free, okay?
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Damon. Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, I know people spend time and energy, and you've already reaching out and doing so much. I don't want to take people's time and just, you know, be a moocher of people's time asking my questions. And but you know, whatever. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome, brother.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, what do I do? You know, I just keep filling out these W-2 forms and giving them. But the main thing
is,
I've never filled out a 1040 form in my life. And if I get these things in the mail, I'm just going to ignore them. Is that going to be okay? But I meet other people, and they're telling me how they're
going to do it. Most likely, yes. 99% yes, because the IRS leaves over 99% of 9,000 alone. Yes, you should be fine. But you can stop the withholding at the same time, brother.
Yes.
Okay? All right, Andrew. Take care of yourself,
right,
my friend. Hope to meet you someday very soon. Okay.
I hope so, too. I wish I could get down to the rally down there in Florida. Is that coming up this weekend?
This weekend. You can watch it online if you can make it down there. Just $59 for streaming at RestoreFreedomRally.org.
Okay, good. I'll look into that.
Okay. Bye, brother. Have a great evening. Buckle my.
Yeah, you too.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Let me recognize any ice where you have.